And it's now time for your daily Fortis News Break, a production of Fortis Institute. We start with the failed presidential campaign of Kamala Harris. After running on unlimited abortion and identity politics, Harris managed to win the lowest level of female support since 2004, suggesting that American women might care a little bit more about competence than chromosomes. Speaking of which, the world's population is facing an unprecedented crisis, not from overcrowding, but from collapse. Nations from South Korea to Germany are watching birth rates plummet to half of replacement levels, while politicians just continue throwing money at the problem without ever addressing its spiritual roots. $3 trillion in child tax credits later, America still can't convince couples that babies are worth more than government benefits. And in Canada, social conservatives are finding unexpected allies in their fight against gender ideology, as even liberal premiers are realizing you can't build a future on confused children. Alberta's Danielle Smith passed laws protecting kids from irreversible surgeries and keeping biological males out of women's sports, proving some truths are so obvious even politicians can't ignore them. Speaking of Canada, their military has found a bold new strategy for winning wars, deploying gender advisors to combat zones. Yeah, you heard that right. While Ukraine is fighting for survival and Haiti descends into chaos, Canadian officers are busy ensuring operations maintain proper intersectional perspectives. And veterans, well, they just sit back and wonder why their military is pushing pronouns instead of providing weapons. RFK Jr.'s former running mate Nicole Shanahan took to the stage at America Fest to warn about Big Tech's secret weapon, electromagnetic pollution. The Silicon Valley insider claims we're being short-circuited at a cellular level, though she stopped short of explaining why her ex-husband's company Google might want to rewire humanity's circuitry. I'll give you three guesses as to why, and the first two don't count. An Iranian soccer player faces punishment for the grave offense of hugging a female fan just months after Iran finally allowed women to attend games. The regime that restricts such dangerous displays of affection hasn't announced the penalty yet, but previous huggers have faced heavy fines and suspensions. Well, ABC, if you caught it, rang in the new year with Planet Fitness's specially chosen Times Square correspondent, proving that in 2024, any biological male can become a female fitness influencer, regardless of actual fitness. And to Britain, where the Labour Party has decided science itself needs decolonizing, demanding that curricula highlight why some cultures were less able to claim credit for discovery. Apparently, Newton's law of motion needs diversity and inclusion, though gravity seems stubbornly resistant to social justice reforms. And that's been today's Fortis News Break. I'm Jimmy Hicks. If you want more, you can download Fortis Plus or sign up to become a Fortis Insider. You can do both at FortisInstitute.org. And don't forget, you can also subscribe to Fortis News on your favorite podcast app to get these updates daily. And until tomorrow, go serve your king.